Maseches Demai, Perakei Mishnehei. The Mishnahis continue discussing someone who gets a hold of grain that possibly came from multiple different sources, and it's questionable whether he can take off Meiser from one on the other. One may have already Meiser been taken off of it, whereas the other not, and he cannot take off one from the other. Then Mishnehei, Halakeh Minahani, someone who buys produce from a poor person. This is a poor person that goes collecting from door to door and is given a little bit here, a little bit there, and what he has came from many different sources. V'cheina ani shenasnu leprusa is pas aipoche tvela, or similarly a poor person that it was given to him different pieces of bread or pieces of pressed figs. So the halacha is meiser mikol echad v'echad. Each piece has to have its separate meiser taken off, and you can't take off meiser from one piece for the other because they're coming from different sources, and one may have already been exempt from meiser. Ubitzmarim ubegregris, however, when it comes to dates and dried figs, boilel, he can mix them all together, v'naitol, and then take off one portion of meiser for all of it. These things can be kind of blended and mixed together into a perfectly even mixture that all the different portions that were given to him are all mixed evenly, and so when he separates, we rely on Chazal or Mikol. They were lenient and they allowed him to rely that proportionally he get the right amount from each batch for Meiser, for that batch, for that piece. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda comes to limit that halacha, and he says, Amosai, when is it true that you can do that? Bizman Shamatan Maruba. The Rav explains that this means that all the different portions that were given to him were all equally large portions. Abo Bizman Shamatan Muetas. But if one of them was smaller than the others, and they were not all equal proportions, the different amounts that were given to him from each door, then Ma'aser Mikol Echad V'Echad, he's going to have to take off Ma'aser from each one individually. Only when they were all the same exact size portion that were mixed together, then we say that they'll be each mixed in and proportionally all the proportions will be equal, and when you separate Meiser from the entire conglomeration, you'll get the right proportion of Meiser from each part that was put in. But if there was some smaller parts and other larger parts mixed in here, the proportions are not equal, and you may not get the right amount of Meiser. You may take Meiser from one area on the other one, and it's no good. So you have to take one each one individually, even by the dates and press fix. Mishnah Vav. Halakeh min asitin. Someone who buys grain from a wholesaler. V'chazer v'lakach mimenu shnia, and then he purchased a second time, a second purchase. So he's two different purchases from the same wholesaler, but it was not at the same exact time. Lo yahasar mizeh alzeh. He can't take off meiser from one purchase onto the other purchase. Even if the second time he purchased it from the same exact bin that he got the first purchase from, even if it's from the same type of grain, same species of grain, still we are concerned that possibly the wholesaler refilled the bin, even with the same type of grain, from a different supplier, and again, he's taking off meiser from one area of the grain on another area that possibly came from two different suppliers. One might have already been exempt. The Mishnah ends off, Neman hasitun leimer mishal echadim. However, the wholesalers trusted to say that both purchases were of grain came from the same supplier, and that would allow the buyer to take off one portion of meiser from one purchase to exempt the other purchase.